Welcome to Tamu's Milkcast. I'm Dr. Ellen Jordan, Extension Dairy Specialist.
And I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick, Extension Dairy Specialist. We have been discussing how diseases are spread and some general steps producers can take to reduce disease risk on their farms. Ellen, can you get more specific?
Well, you remember we had six methods of transmission: an aerosol, direct contact, a fomite or inanimate object, oral, vector-borne, and zoonotic. For each route of transmission, producers can take steps to protect their herd.
Okay, let's start with aerosol transmission. First, what are some of the diseases spread by aerosol transmission?
Well, the one that's been in the news recently is anthrax. You may remember that there have been cases in South Texas in particular. Back in 2001, England had foot and mouth disease, which is also spread via an aerosol. But fortunately, we haven't had it here in the U.S. since the 1920s. Some other diseases that are spread by aerosol are tuberculosis, BRSV, BVD, IBR, and Mycoplasma pneumonia.
How do we reduce the spread of disease from aerosols?
Well, Tamalee, because most pathogenic agents don't survive for extended periods of time within the aerosol droplets, susceptible and infected animals must be relatively close to one another for disease transmission to occur. Thus, the first line of defense against aerosol transmission of disease is to limit the contact your animals have with other animals.
I take it you mean keeping your sick animals segregated from the rest of your herd?
Well, that's part of it, but another part is maximizing ventilation in barns without creating a draft. Our barns in Texas aren't nearly as enclosed as in colder climates, but evaluate any structure where you house animals. Make sure there's enough ventilation to provide fresh air and to prevent the buildup of humidity and odors.
On many dairies, I see sick animals housed in the maternity area. Is that a good idea?
No, Tamalee. When a cow calves, she's under stress. Generally, her immune system is compromised, making her more susceptible to disease. The last thing that cow needs is to be exposed to disease organisms from sick animals. These two groups should be kept in distinctly separate areas. If we house sick animals in the same pen, or in the adjacent pen, cows will be sharing the same airspace, and aerosol transmission can occur.
What about our calves?
Well, individual calf hutches are ideal for decreasing aerosol exposure. Space can be left between hutches to minimize the risk of aerosol exposure, and the hutches can be located away from the cow herd.
You've talked about fresh air. Do we need to be worried about all that dust?
Dust is definitely an irritant to the throat, lungs, and eyes. It can predispose cattle to respiratory disease. Whenever drought occurs, dust is even more of a problem. We can try and use water to minimize dust, but we must be careful not to create mud. It's a fine line.
Thank you, Ellen. Join us in future Tamu's Milkcast to learn more about how to reduce the risk of disease transmission. Until then, this is Tamalee Nenick and Ellen Jordan wishing you a good day.